Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. This is Laura Canfield, and we are starting season 15 today. So grateful for you all. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry about the wait. I know it feels like we've been like waiting for the season to start, right? Here we are. So thank you so much. And I'm excited because it's, you know, this season is going to be a combination of different platforms. So some are going to be on Instant Teleseminar like today, and other ones will be on Zoom. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know, and what the energy is like. And we're going to talk about energy today, about what's going on right now, what people are experiencing. And Anna Larai is our first guest of the season. So yay, how lucky are we that she's launching the season with us. So I'm so excited that she's here with us. And for those of you who don't know Anna Larai, she's been with us before in previous shows, and she is a divine planetary liaison, a Mumara teacher, a healer, an emissary of love, and universal channel for many ascended masters, collective consciousnesses, whales, galactics, and light beings. She is of the angelic realms, but has spent many lifetimes on Venus learning about love. And she's blessed with gifts which can assist individuals and groups in moving forward, connecting to their own divinity and unlimited potential. And when she works with individuals, information and visuals flow forth from past incarnations and present day, allowing her to share and assist in the moment. So simply put, she assists her clients with changing their lives, improving, enriching, enhancing, or enlightening. And so, you know, I had the privilege of working with Anna Larai, and she was amazing. It was such an intense and powerful session. I didn't even know where we were going to go, and it was like, wow, you know. So sometimes I use the word intense, and sometimes people don't realize, or they think it's a negative thing, but intense really means life-changing, right? So if you do get a chance or opportunity to work with Anna Larai, please do. On the higher realms, she is involved with the Angelic Council, tasked with uplifting the collective heart of humanity into the Christ consciousness vibration. And much of her planetary work is done with the Alchemy Collective Consciousness as their voice or channel. And Anna Larai will tell us a little bit more about that later. And we're talking about the 33 codes of origin. So we will, you know, I don't know what that is yet. So we'll all find out together. And Anna Larai will share that with us. She's going to be taking some live caller questions and bringing in energies and frequencies and vibrations that her and her team work with. So I'm so excited that she's here with us to share both information, unconditional love, and high vibration. So, Anna Larai, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alar. It's always my pleasure to be here with you, and thank you for that lovely introduction. Hi, everybody. It's nice to feel your energies and be present with you here. And just before Alar and I got started, I just started bringing in the energy. So just as we start, I'm just going to take in a sec, and if you can just be open to receive, just I'm going to send each one of you that's listening live or on the recording just a pink ray or ribbon from my heart. I love ribbons, so I just work with them all the time, and that's part of my lifetimes on Venus. And just feel as this, it's like a little girl's hair ribbon, a soft pink ribbon comes and connects with your heart chakra. And I just want to send everybody lots of love and light before we start.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, you know, Alara, you know, as we were chatting just before, I don't know about your listeners, but boy, the energies of late have been intense. Have you been experiencing the same thing?
Absolutely. Yep. Very intense and always shifting, you know?
Yes. And I find what's, I'm usually pretty upbeat. Most people that know me, I'm very positive, and my energy is pretty even keel. Mm-hmm. But wow, it's just been this roller coaster ride these last number of weeks where it's goes up and then it drops and it goes up and it drops, and really lots of opportunity to observe my own stuff and mm-hmm. see where my mind goes and all of that. But I just, I'm sure lots of your listeners are also experiencing that, as I know my clients are. And I know we're going to talk about it later, but in the special offer, I made sure that I have some things that will really help listeners with all of that. So I would say to everybody to just be gentle with yourself.
Yes.
Because we're all experiencing it, and maybe some people don't show it as much, but it just, and the positive thing about it is it means things are changing. It means the vibration on planet Earth is changing and things are moving and shifting. And when we feel like that, it's because so much more love and light is coming down. The vibration and the frequency of the Earth is shifting. And so anything that's left in us that doesn't serve us or is of an old pattern or an old belief or a density wants out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've had the odd day where I felt really, you know, yucky, and those are the days I stay home. And, you know, I sort of give thanks to that because it's like, okay, this is all shifting. This is all shifting. Let's let it go. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, and also I was talking about this with my clients earlier today. It's like, be grateful, you know, in those moments, sometimes
yeah.
we tend to go into reaction mode, right? If something's going on, but be grateful because it doesn't mean that things are shifting and changing. It doesn't always look like the way we think it's going to, but there is a shift happening. And if you can stay in allowance of that, it will help with the transition of whatever's going on to happen more smoothly, right?
Exactly. And the more we can stay in, I like that word, the allowance of it, or observing yourself and your reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we can respond rather than react, it usually helps because that comes more from a heart space rather than a, whoa.
And observe
really
without judgment, right? Observe without any judgment. Just
yes.
observe.
Yes, and sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, hard on yourself, and you know, we so easily. I know I'm pretty hard on myself sometimes, and I know we can all be hard on others, and it's easy to want to blame, but that doesn't serve any purpose anyway. It just keeps us in the lower vibrations. So if you're having a hard time, know that you're not alone. And there's some tools we're going to talk about in the special offer that will assist you with that. But, you know, the simplest tool is just to connect with source energy and bring in the light. And every time you feel out of sorts or you feel, you know, irritated or that, just stop and breathe. You know,
mm-hmm.
slow your breathing down. Just breathe and bring in the light. And I know you hear that from other people, but it's really true. And... you know, that'll sort of bring you into a place, at least so you can go, okay, I'm in the now, I'm okay, where do
yeah.
I go from here?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's beautiful. And that's sometimes the simplest little thing is the one thing that we forget, right? And so it's just a reminder, just breathe, you know, connect to who you truly are, connect to source, connect to spirit, and ask for help, you know, ask for support.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's shown up in my life right now that that really shows me what's changing on planet Earth, and, you know, I know we're always all looking for signs that everything is shifting, and sometimes we feel it and sometimes we get discouraged, you know, that it's not going as fast as we want it to. A year ago, when I was in Florida, I had this experience in the fall last year, where my guides brought through an updated version of the story of creation. And it's on my blog, on my website, sparklesoflove.love. And it really talked about how the story of Adam and Eve has truth in it, but it had some distortions, and that there wasn't just Adam and Eve. There were 12 pairs, and there were 12 sets of creator beings that came when this cycle of Earth was manifested.
Mm-hmm.
So that ties into, so in January last year, so this that all came in, I think, the end of November, early December. And then in January last year, when I was sitting on the beach, the same guides came through and said, okay, we want to talk to you a little more about this and tell you that there were 33 codes or qualities that came in at that time. and at the time of creation. And so I happened to have my journal there. So my guides start talking, and I grab my journal. And it was, you know, sometimes for those of you that channel, when it comes in and it's crystal clear and there's not a hesitation, everything is like, it's almost like dictation. You know, you feel the energy, but it's crystal clear. And that's what happened to me. I literally, and I still have that journal here in front of me, I wrote down all of these codes. So I numbered 1 to 24 because there were 24 beings of light, and I just assumed there would be 24 codes. So I started writing, and then I hit 24, and they kept going. And they said, no, go back, because now we're going to add this in. And so there ended up being 33 codes or qualities. And this is what they said that humanity came in with. This is what came in to help us as part of who we were this life cycle. So I just want to share those with you, first of all. Mm-hmm. So the first code is love. And the second, unlimited. So I'll just read them. I won't say what number they are because I'm going to give them to you in order. Sovereignty, humility, wisdom, grace, truth, rational thought, compassion, integrity, passion, self-love, self-realization, harmony, joy, humor, clarity, kindness, manifestation, dreaming or creation, they use both words, dreaming/creation, equality, and then they used fairness/equity, unity, and number 24 was choice/free will, and then they had me go back up to the beginning, and they added power, diversity, analytical processing, patience, peace, empathy, light, divinity, and the last one was reverence for life. And so when these came in, and as I said, they came in crystal clear, and then they showed me how they went together. So love and unlimited came in together, and they added power. And sovereignty and humility came in with diversity. And wisdom and grace came in together. And truth, rational thought, and analytical processing. Compassion and integrity were together. Mm-hmm. And then passion, self-love, and patience were together. Joy, humor, and empathy came together. Kindness, clarity, and light. And then dreaming or creation, manifestation, and divinity came in together. And then equality, fairness, and reverence for life. And then unity and free will came in together. So it was really fascinating to see how they were paired, mm-hmm. and how they came in together. And at the time, I can remember, you know, as I read them, because as I was bringing them in, I was just writing as fast as I could. And then I sat and read them. And I asked my guides, I said, my gosh, there's no hope. Where's hope, you know? And there were some other qualities I thought, oh, you know, like the list surprised me. Not everything on it, but a lot of it did. And they said, it was really funny, they laughed and they said, well, when the creation was done, when this cycle on planet Earth was created, there was no need for hope. It was only after duality and separation emerged that hope and a bunch of other qualities came forward. So one of the things they said is that as we move closer and closer to more of the unity consciousness or the great awakening, ascension, you know, the vibrational shift on the planet, then more of these codes and qualities will become reestablished within people, okay? Mm-hmm. And And our job as awakened beings is to try and embody as many of these codes and qualities as we can to support others doing the same. So that was a year ago. And they told me at the time that in the future that they would ask me to do this as a course. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I sort of put it aside. And the cool thing is they started talking to me when I was away this December, and in January they really started, I don't know about your guides, but mine can sometimes do gentle nudges, and other times they're pretty strong nudges.
Yeah.
And I got a pretty strong nudge, and they said, okay, it's time now. And so what's exciting for me is that on planet Earth, with all these energies we're feeling and all these changes that are happening, that they've said it's time to offer this, that it's time that planet Earth is ready for this. And so for me, that's like, I've been really, really excited because, I mean, that's a big shift. And what they told me is that that if we have at least 12 people who want to do this program, and it's 33 weeks long, mm-hmm. so they're going to do one code a week, which is just, I know, seems that's a really intense commitment to do something once a week for 30, you know, but especially on my part. And but I'm like, wow, so we're ready for this. The planet is ready. So they said that if we have at least 12 people who sign up for the program, and this is the really exciting part, is that then there is a level of awakening that will go into the collective consciousness of humanity for all with these same 33 codes.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's just, it was a real indicator in the physical for me of how much the energy has shifted in a year, that how much is now becoming available for everyone, and that how much we're actually moving forward.
And we are moving forward, aren't we?
Yeah. And, it was really interesting because they talked about every day they've been giving me different pieces about all of this. And this will be my, maybe, because you hear other people use these terms. So they gave me some understanding of some terms. So they talk about that the codes will awaken in the collective consciousness of humanity if we have enough people. And then they talk about activating the codes in the people who come on the program. And then they talk about embodying. And so someone said to me, okay, well, that all sounds the same. How are they different? And so I went in today and I said, okay, I want some clarity on this because we hear all these things all the time. So awakening the codes for us in this situation means that the codes, so all of us carry all of these codes in our DNA. We were born with them. But for most of us, most of them are dormant. Right? Some people already really have one or two awakened and maybe even embody some of these. Like maybe you know people who really embody kindness, or they really embody or compassion or integrity or truth. And we probably know people that embody, you know, one or maybe even two of these. But not many of us I don't know anyone that comes close to even embodying half of them. And so they said that activate means that there's actually a divine activation on the genetic level with the codes, and they're fully accessible to you
mm-hmm.
within your energy field and your form, but you have to consciously choose them.
Right.
So it's like a level of conscious competence. So you think, okay, I want to really work with joy today, or I want to work with unity today. So once they're awakened in you, then it's really easy to do. And then what happens is the next stage for people, and people do this piece on their own, is as you continue to work with different codes, then you reach the level they call embodiment. And that means you live it on all levels. and it almost becomes you an unconscious competence. So you are not even aware that you're always being that because it's so much a part of you. And think how planet Earth and life will change. Think how individual lives would change when we can bring in unlimited and manifestation and clarity and empathy and reverence for life. And so for me, again, it's this great big excitement that we're ready for this and that it's really starting to happen.
So, so it's kind of like getting out of our head, getting out of our stories, you know, and really focusing on what we would like to experience, what we'd like to embody, how we would like to live, right?
Yeah, and exactly. And you're right, it is about getting out of your head and getting into your heart and into your energy field. And what happens is as the codes awaken in you, like as the codes get activated in you, then all of a sudden things shift within you so much. And my guys told me today that the last couple of weeks, because I was commenting, you know, that it's been a challenging few weeks as things keep coming up for me. And, you know, they chuckled and said, well, once you decided to really do the program, once you said yes to us, then we've been starting to download everything in you and prepare you, because you're going to be doing it through my own body, the course, a few weeks in advance of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so it's as the activations come in, it's like you can access more of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this different perspective. So you get to look at life differently and do life differently. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. Differently than you've done before, right? So absolutely.
Yeah, and it's been, for me, one of the things I've seen in the last couple of weeks is all of a sudden I feel completely productive, which I know sounds funny, but like my guides are helping me get all these courses and programs and workshops ready for the whole year, which I don't normally do, you know, and they're having me book new workshops and other courses and my plans in Europe and more workshops there. And it's not just the work I do with the alchemy, which you know about, but these are my own programs and mm-hmm. my channel workshops. So they're just laying out all – so this level of productivity and the clarity coming through is just really exciting. And, of course, I get to help the clients with all of that as well, but it's really kind of cool. So I know that that's coming for everybody. That as these vibrations on planet Earth continue to rise, the mm-hmm. more we can be open to the new ideas and the new information and the new frequencies, the really more that it opens all of us up. And whether that's you just sit in the silence every day for a few minutes and just bring in more light or speak to your guides or walk barefoot in nature, however you do it, there's so much more available to everybody now.
Yeah. I'm really feeling the energy. So. I really am.
Well,
yeah.
What I'd like to do for just a couple minutes of silence, if it's okay with everybody, is we can't do any of the codes because I haven't started the program yet or anything, but what they'd like to do is just send the general energy of the codes, the general, so you just get a little bit of vibrational feel to assist everybody, if everybody's okay with that. And if you don't want it, just silently say no, and
cool.
you won't receive. So, okay.
Cool,
so
yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Know,
and then after that, we'll take some live caller questions because we have some questions on the Q&A and people with their hands raised. And so for those of you who don't know, you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can type in a question on the Q&A. But yeah, please do. I would love to receive the energy of the codes for sure.
Yeah. So this is just sort of a little overview of the codes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a
mm-hmm.
little bit of the love and energy of them. So just one second here. They're just pouring through. Okay. So just receive all. It'll come through the pink ray as well. Well, I can feel it moving through me, so I'm hoping you're receiving. Wow. And I'll just let anyone know, too, that if you're interested in more information on this, on my website, sparklesoflove.love, if you go there and go to What's New, I will put up a recording, but there's also two informational sessions that I'm having, one next week on Tuesday and the following Saturday, that are free, that really get into talking more about what the program looks like and when it's going to be and who's overlighting it and what the cost is and all of those things. So, and those are free if anybody wants to come and just learn about it.
Cool. Great. Yeah, so please do check it out. Sparklesoflove.love. Yay.
But I'd love to take questions from your audience about anything going on. So
anything going on. Yay. There's lots of stuff going on. All right, so we have people with their hands raised, and we have people who submitted questions. So let's start with the phone first, and we'll go back and forth, because we'll just see however many we can get done. We're going to go to – go ahead.
I was just going to say that to everybody listening, even if you didn't write this question, know that the energy and the information is for more than just the person who asked it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. We're going to go to, let's see, phone number ending in 2406. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Alara and Anna Lavai, for being here for us and for taking my call.
Absolutely. Who's this?
Oh, this is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. So great to be on the line with you both. I love you both so much.
Thank you. What's your question?
I guess if there's any messages, or what I was particularly wondering, if I am ready to or supposed to be either both attending the Energy Collective gathering this coming April, or and or if I'm supposed to be in your class for the 33 codes, and if so, because right now it doesn't look like I can afford either of them, but I don't know if there'll be any, or if I should wait for another time.
Okay, so just one second here. So in terms of the gatherings, you're always welcome at any of them, but what I'm reading for you, I don't know, where do you live on planet Earth, Patty?
I'm near Los Angeles, California, or in the Los Angeles County.
Uh-huh. Okay, in that area. So what I'm getting for you is that if you're looking at the Mexico gathering or the Vancouver Island gathering with the alchemy, that the stronger one for you, and that might be because of finances right now, is the Vancouver Island gathering. And it's all in Canadian dollars, so with the American exchange, that makes it even more easy for people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and that's on October 8th. Okay, and let me just see here. So someone asked me yesterday. What came through yesterday that I'll just share with you is that someone asked me on the informational session yesterday if there were 12 souls that had committed to doing this program to help planet Earth. And the answer came through from Lord Melchizedek, which was really interesting, is that there were way more than 12 that committed to do it the first time, and that they would never just be 12, because in human form we forget our agreements or our life changes and we don't want to do some of the things, or maybe we're not as far along our path as we had intended to be. Mm-hmm. So there would be way more than 12 who have the potential to go. And then they said there's also people who maybe hadn't necessarily consciously agreed, but it would always be good for them. So let me just check. Okay.
Thank you.
Is it for Patty's highest good to do the 33 codes live? So I'm just checking in here, and I'm getting a yes on that. So, what I would say, Patty, is come to one of the informational sessions and take a look at it and go in and talk to your own guides and feel it. So just sometimes when you're looking at these things, our fears get in the way and our worries. I get that. But then feel what it would be like in the energy and just go from there. And it's never any pressure. I don't want anyone to ever, you know, do something they can't afford to do or anything like that, but just go into your heart and see what it feels like energetically. And it's been lovely talking to you, and thank you for asking. And I look forward to meeting you one day, it sounds like.
Me too. Thank you so much. It would be such an honor. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you, Patty.
You're most welcome.
All right, we're going to go to the Q&A. Hold on.
Okay.
Because, you know, I said I was going to try and do back and forth. Let me see. I have a question from Paula, and I think Paula wrote something else afterwards. No. Okay, so Paula says, please help me understand the big change I feel is coming my way. I can feel it around me. I would love to have an idea what direction this change is taking me. Thank you.
Okay, so let me just take a look, Paula. So what I can feel most is the vibrational change. So it's as though you are awakening to a new level of you. It's as though, you know, there's the analogy of peeling the onion. It's like these pieces, old pieces of you are dissolving, or this new piece of you, this new old piece of you, the more original piece of you, is really starting to come forth. And that has to do with all the energetics on the planet and whatever work you've been doing on yourself. So it's like this cumulative effect of all of those things together is really the shift that is coming. And I'm not being shown, because I'm not supposed to be shown, what that looks like in the 3D for you. Because anything that if I would say now that I saw A, B, or C happening in your real life, or not your real life, your 3D life, that would then limit other possibilities. So it's really about you coming into you and this higher vibration coming in, and I see all these possibilities and potentials. So just be patient with yourself. Continue to do bringing in the light and whatever clearing you do or however you work with yourself to raise your vibration. And continue to share that kind heart is what they're telling me. And just be open to whatever comes.
Yeah,
wow,
I love
really
that.
Cool for you.
Be open to whatever comes, yeah. All right, cool. So thank you for that, Paula. And we're going to go to the phone line. Phone number ending in 5967. 5967, 1 second.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Sue Ann.
Hi, Sue Ann.
Hi, Sue Ann.
Hi, nice to talk with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to ask. I've had a heck of a life. I'm very grateful for the people I have in my life. But I feel like something is always just stopping me from getting what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. Is there anything
okay.
that you can tell me?
Yeah, let me just go in and take a look.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, there's a big block around you. There's a big energetic block, a subconscious belief that, a real subconscious belief that you can't be successful.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so it's like part of what that does is it really stops you from even trying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that they're showing me that it's like it ends up, you get disappointed before you even start.
Pretty much, yeah. I can see that. Other times, no, but, you know, getting the February blues up here in Canada.
What part of Canada are you in, Sue Ann?
Toronto.
Oh, okay. I'm over on Vancouver Island, so.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's really, and your belief system about can't be successful doesn't come up in everything, but it comes up quite strong on important things. So,
how would I attempt to clear this?
It's one of the things I do when I do sessions with people. So, you know, if you haven't been able to clear it, sometimes knowing about it helps, and you can go in. But this is the main work I do with clients, is helping them let go of some of the subconscious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at finding someone who can help you with that. And things are getting easier to shift now because of the vibration. So, and we all have lots and lots of subconscious beliefs, ones we're not even aware of, and that's what makes them subconscious. So that get in the way of us moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So once you know them, it makes a little more. So next time something comes up, look and go, okay, so here's my belief. I can't be successful. How do I move past that? Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Sue-Ann. Have a great day in Toronto. It's a great city.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue-Ann. And what's interesting is that it's a common belief that a lot of people do have, right?
That's a big one.
Successful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny because the flip side of it is fear of failure. And, you know, people think, okay, I have fear of failure. But fear of success is almost more powerful than fear of failure, because fear of success means you have to step into your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I know. I'm like, interesting, that one. I'm just going to the Q&A here to see what was next.
Okay.
So I have a question or two from Judy, or Jude.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's Jude or Judy, but Jude. I have been very tired and joint pains. Now I feel like withdrawing from all activities and be in silence. Can you please help me connect to my soul and truly feel the energy of my soul? And then the second question is that a sound healer told me I'm needed, but didn't tell me anything more. Can you tell me what I'm to do? What gifts do I hold? How can I help? I have no idea. I was also told that I had an extra chakra on my head. Don't know if that is true. Cool.
Okay.
Jude.
Well, let's look at the first question. Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Let me go back and see what the first question was about.
Oh, no, she's tired and she has joint pains, and she's having a lot of joint pains. Okay. So let me, and she wanted to connect to herself more. Okay, so let me just go in and start scanning you. So the first thing I'm getting is you want to look at the foods you're eating. So on the physical level, there's some foods you're putting in your body that your body is really not happy with, and it's adding to the tired. It's slowing, it's really adding to the tired and the joint pain. So really take a look at that. I know that some places you can either muscle test foods, you can go in and have someone do testing on you, like in a clinic, some places like that. But there's that's a big factor for you. They're showing me that what you're eating is 60% of the issue. Okay, so let me just see. And on the energetic, so the belief system that's coming up around right now with all of this is life is a struggle. Life is a struggle, and you're manifesting it in the physical this way. And as you continue to do life as a struggle, you're going more inward and shutting down on the outside, which is not healthy. Going inward is always good, but not when it's hiding, right? So, and you're going more into this hiding mode, and, let me just see here. And there is, wow, you've really blocked the flow from above your crown chakra. So it's like you've got this, let me just see if I can clear this. It's like you've got this, energy block right above your soul star chakra. 6 inches above your crown, so it's like you've blocked it or shut it off. It's almost as though it's like you've on some level you've decided you don't want to be here anymore, and you've started shutting things down. Does that make sense to you, Jude or Judy? Can you see if she's answered that, Alara?
Yeah, thank you. If you can let us know how...
And I'm just working on seeing if I can clear some of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can clear the energy block for you, but it will continue to return until you decide if you're staying or not. So you're creating it because you don't really want to be here at this point. On some level, you don't want to be here. So I'm not seeing what happened that created this, but I'll clear it for you right now. And then just we'll bring in more light from source. So just feel now we're just going to bring in this beautiful golden light from source. But you need to be the one that decides not to block it anymore.
So she said yes. I forget what the question was, but she said yes.
That she doesn't want to be here anymore.
Mm.
Okay. And I'm getting, and I don't mean to sound flippant or anything like that, I'm getting that your second question isn't really even relevant, so that to not worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is more important.
Right.
So just feel as we're just sending that golden light down from source, and it will start to flood your body. And drink a lot of water today.
And she says, I do want to stay.
Okay, so you may consciously, but on the subconscious, there's some real stories going on that I can read and feel that you don't really want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this, unfortunately, what happens with the subconscious beliefs is that 70 to 80% of our behaviors are run by our subconscious beliefs. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
There you go. Yeah. So hopefully that's starting to flow in you. And I wish you all the best. It was lovely chatting with you.
Yes, thank you, Jude. Jude or Judy. I think it's Jude. I can't tell. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go to Sadia on the web call. I'm going to unmute you, Sadia. Maybe I'm not saying your name right. I'm not sure. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Lara. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good, good. And is it Sadia or am I? Or
yeah,
is some
yeah.
Other?
You pronounce yeah. It perfectly.
Okay. Oh, all right. So, do you have a
hi,
question
Sadia.
For
Anna Larai? Hi, Anna Larai. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. What can I answer for you today?
Yes, Anna Larai. I have, I'm a single mom, and I've gone through two broken marriages, and I'm here in Canada, in Toronto. I fled from my ex-husband a few years ago and came here in 2013. Right now, I'm just feeling extremely, because I have a five-year-old who's going to be five in a few days. And I have to, he's going to start his kindergarten, I guess, the first stage in September. I'm extremely overwhelmed that I'm going to have to, I have this fear. I mean, as soon as I have this school and all these situations to get him into school and education system, I freeze in fear. And I just feel like this is a part where his father should have been here and be helping me out. And I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like I've been clearing a lot for a long time. But nothing happens.
Okay, so let me just start to work on you for a minute. So what happens often, and it's okay, all right, to feel this, but what happens is when our energy gets overwhelmed with fear or frustration or anger, or we feel helpless, because that's really, I can feel that energy in you, you feel discouraged and life is a struggle, it's too hard, then what happens is all of those energies, we attract more of those energies. So it's like this blanket of heavy, heavy, heavy dark energy starts to overwhelm us even more, and you can't feel the light. So let me take some of that off. So one of the things, Sadia, I would say to you, so on my other website, thealchemycollective.org, Okay.
Yeah.
The Alchemy does beautiful work for the planet. We, every Tuesday we do free calls. They alternate between 10:30 in the morning Pacific time and 6:30 at night Pacific time.
Oh.
And they're to help raise the vibration on the planet. But on our website, there's the past 4 years of high vibrational calls. And you can listen to any of them free. So as you're going to bed at night or if you're feeling overwhelmed, and there's so much love and energy that comes. And on my website, Sparkles of Love, I think I've got three or four or five, six. I think I've got some free ones on there too. I've got four or five that you can listen to, okay? And they're all high vibrational. And what happens then is when you have all this love come in, it helps to shift some of this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And then what I'm getting is every morning when you start your day, take 5 minutes before you jump out of bed and just connect to the light. Just bring and say, I'm bringing light from source in, and just let it feel it. And if you can't feel it, just fake it as you imagine it coming through your whole body.
Yes.
And then I want you to pick a couple of words that you start your day with that are going to help you. And it should always start with something positive. I am. So mine is, I say every day as I start my day, I am limitless. I am loved.
That's beautiful.
I am healthy. I am limitless. I love myself. And I am healthy.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you even just did many times in a day, I love myself, what you're doing is you're putting that energy out into the universe. And so when you start your day, even with 3 to 5 minutes of just bringing in the light and saying, I love myself. I am limitless, I am healthy, or whatever, I am abundant, whatever words you want to use, but it's always positive and always I love myself. So another good one is, I am enough.
Yeah.
I love myself. I am enough. I love myself. And you can say it in the shower, while you're doing dishes, you can do it out loud or silently, but just that starting the day for the first 3 to 5 minutes sets your energy for the day, because very often people wake up, and I know I've been guilty of this too. And the first thing they do is they grab their smartphone or they start yelling at the kids. They jump out of bed because they've got to make breakfast. And they jump on the smartphone and they're reading the news going, oh, my God, or they're checking their Facebook feed. And that's the energy you're setting for the day. So if you just wake up, your alarm goes, however that is, and you just take 3 to 5 minutes and you bring in the light, soothing, soft, I love myself, I am enough. I love myself, I am enough. And feel the difference in how you can feel the day. Now, how are you feeling now, Sadia? Because your energy feels different already.
I think I've gone from a 10 to a 1. I'm feeling so different.
Oh, you mean 1 being good?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Welcome to join any of our calls. I'm going to put this out there. I'm also getting Sue Ann's in Toronto, and there's other people in Toronto on the call. So if you're open to it, Sadia, if Alara would facilitate, if Sue Ann and anyone else from Toronto, if you want to write in and share your email addresses or phone numbers, if you want to get together, I feel like I can see some of you getting together in a coffee shop in Toronto that connects through this radio show. And then you're there a little bit of support. And so if you're open to that,
definitely.
Or even a walk in the park. So if Sue Ann or anyone else who's in the Toronto area wants to get together with Sadia and just have coffee or go for a little walk and support each other or start friendships or share the light, then then I welcome you to do so.
Oh, thank you. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. And very, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to put this up on my paper on the wall with the affirmations. When you were saying the affirmations, I was feeling the energy. And I was like, wow, this is so empowering, so different. How can this happen so fast? And I think you're working on it. Yes.
Well, have a lovely rest of the day, Sadia,
you too.
Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you too, dear. Thank you
so much,
Alara.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Wow. Nice.
Really feel her shift.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Huge shift. Total energy change completely. I love that. That was great. Okay. So let's take a few moments and talk about the special offer.
Thank you.
I know, right? I was just going to say, you can just hit the special offer button on the live page. I'm going to do that right now. All right, NRI, go ahead.
So what I did this time is I really wanted to give you some help with some of the energy things. So I've included a few recordings that will help with that. So I've got the November full moon, and in that full moon, so these are all an hour, what happens is I think it's Archangel Raphael comes through, and you create a healing pod that you use all of 2018, and you can only go in it about every fourth night. But you create your own, and I use mine every 4 days. And so it's really powerful because what it does, it helps your body, physical body, integrate all these new changes. So that's there. And then I have also put in three full moons because they've all been really helpful. So I put in the January 1st full moon, and I did that one from the Dominican, and First Light came forward, a collective consciousness I channel, and they created we all created our own platform, energetic platform of unlimited. And so you can go to your platform, and there's all these cool TV screens where you can see all the possibilities for your life. And so that's in there. And then I did the full moon from just 7 days ago, January 31st, and it was 12 angels come forward and give you their blessings. They bring through a sound and a frequency and a color. And it was awesome. It was just delightful. Again, all of this is designed to support us through 2018. And then I also put in a recording I have from a couple of years ago that still works really well, and it's a money clearing. It's a financial blocks clearing. And, wow. There's a lot in this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, my goodness.
Healing.
I forgot. Yeah, and I've got the group healing on March 10th at 9 in the morning. It's a Saturday morning. It's a live call. I don't normally record them. I will for this one, but normally they're not recorded because you come on live and you go into a healing chamber that's really powerful. And then I also put on a 30-minute reading.
Mm-hmm.
So you would book that with me, and it's not necessarily energy work. It's generally a reading, and you can book that through my schedule on my website. And I think I sent that piece to you, Alara.
Yeah, you did.
So that, and you set it up on your schedule. So that is, and the special offer is $97.
Exactly. All that for only $97.
Wow,
yeah,
I didn't realize I put that much in. Well, that's great. I kind of went, oh my, 1, 2, 3. So, well, that's okay. I mean, the more I can help people, and it lets people understand a little bit about what I do and have some experience with me. So,
absolutely. No, I think it's beautiful. I mean, all of the recordings as well as the 30-minute session with you, because I know what that 30-minute session you did with me was, and we didn't even have 30 minutes. It was only like maybe 15, but it was so powerful. I was still like afterwards, like, wow, she's really good. Like, I really needed that. I know. It's like, wow. So, and I, after that, I know things shifted and changed quite a bit. So yep. Things can happen even 15 minutes. So this is 30 minutes plus all those recordings and the full moon energies, plus the live group healing sessions, plus the money clearing call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please do take advantage
of
it.
There's a lot in it. And I'll just add, this isn't about the special offer, but those of you that really want to shift and clear some more, the Alchemy is and I are doing a gathering, a week-long spiritual retreat in Mexico, April 7th to 14th. And we've extended the early bird to February 17th. And but the Alchemy does divine service to raise the vibration on the planet. But this time, our gathering is a little different. And they want to focus on you on raising the vibration of individuals through all kinds of energy and love, because what they have said is that raising the vibration for individuals will really help the planet and will, of course, do some divine service. But it's a great week in the sun on the beach. We're in a little wee resort, in a beautiful yoga resort called Mar Dhade with the most amazing food. We're right on the ocean. There's swimming pools, and we're at the end of a little wee bay, a fishing village. So there's no tourism. There's no shops. There's great shopping in the airport on the way out if you want things. But and everybody leaves their ego at home, and the vibration rises every single day. So if you can feel the energy that's coming through now, imagine that as it grows for 5 days. And you can find that on our website, thealchemycollective.org, and it's under events. So
and
love
when
to
is
have
it
some
again?
Of join. April 7th to 14th.
Perfect.
So you fly into Puerto Vallarta, and then the shuttle. There's a shuttle. It's 90 minutes outside of north of Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Great. I think at that time I might be in Brazil, but I'm not sure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right? Right. We'll see. We'll see what's coming through at that time. Oh, cool. Love it. Thank you. So the special offer, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaLarai15. Please do take a look at that. And we're just going to go take one quick question from the key phone line. So I'm just going to unmute Arisiel. Arisiel? 1 second.
Arisiel. Another person from Toronto.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there you
hello.
Go, Arisiel.
Yes, I just raised my hand to let you know that, yes, I am in Toronto, and I would love to share my time with whoever.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
thank you,
Arisiel. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't
so, Sadia,
see
I know.
Sorry.
Sadia, I know Arisiel well. She comes to almost all of the alchemy gatherings. She's coming to Mexico with us, and she has the most magnificent heart. And she is just the most delightful woman. And so she would mean this from her heart that she wants to get together. So don't forget to write into the radio show to Alara, and she'll set you guys all up.
Yeah, I will do that. So,
thank you, Arisiel, and I'll see you in Mexico.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect. Thank you, Arisiel.
Thank you.
All right. I'm assuming the feeling that's why she raised her hand, just to let Sadia know or anybody else who's in that area. Cool. All right. So
I call her. And this is really true. She's also an angelic being of the angelic realms, and I call her the Angel of Grace.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So I guess we can take another question if there's one more.
Are you kidding? There's lots more.
Okay. Well, I can take a couple more if that works for everybody.
All right, cool. So I just want to, there's a question from Betty on the Q&A, and she said, I'm wondering if I have money blockages, as so many times I feel I'm there and almost touching what I need, and this feeling of fear comes over me. Anything or advice is truly appreciated.
So to answer your question, I would say yes, you have money blockages if the fear comes over you like that. Let me just scan you for it. Okay, 1 second. Yeah. So let's just see what I get on that. So there's some piece, some belief system of not deserving enough, that you don't deserve it. So you get really close. And so consciously, I know you feel you do deserve it, but on the subconscious, there's some beliefs around not really deserving it, and not there's some piece around, it's like other people you know don't have enough money, so it's almost like some belief around that if you had too much, they would want it, or it would take away from what they could have. There's some sort of distortion there, Debbie. Hopefully that makes sense.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line. We have Laura on the web call from Romania. Hello.
Hello. Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking me.
Sure.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hello. All my life, I have. Can you hear me?
Not well. There seems to be a disturbance in the forest.
Okay,
is
so try
it,
again.
It better now? Okay,
try again.
I feel that all my life, I have blocked the private life. I never managed to have a meaningful relationship or attract man. And I couldn't find in all these years of working on myself and with healers
I got a few words.
Yeah, sorry, Laura. It's breaking up way too much.
Can she type it in?
Yeah, can you type it in, Laura, into the Q&A?
I will try to. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so in the meantime, we will take another question. So we're going to go to Paige in Missouri. So Paige, phone number ending in 1022. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Yeah, hi. So I'm wondering about blockages in my field and chakras. And, well, I must want to be here since I survived a brain injury in 2016 that could have killed me. And I've been doing whatever I can to heal myself. And I'm thinking about diet, like you mentioned, with another caller. So what awareness do you have?
Okay. So you want me to see in terms of where you are with blockages in your healing process? Is that correct, Paige?
Yes, I can work on.
Okay, let me just see here. Okay, so there is a whole structure around the back of your head that shouldn't be there. So let me just take that off. It's like the back half of a metal helmet. So I don't know where you injured yourself, but boy, there was, on some level, there's all kinds of stuff around the back of the head. So let's just clear that. I would call them implants, or just for a simple word. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So part of what this structure did is it disrupted your thought patterns. So it would be hard sometimes to stay focused on a task or a thought. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just remove that. 1 second here. Okay. So let's see. So the energy I get most that's coming up is the feeling that, and I don't mean to sound harsh at all. That's not my intention. So, but there's all this energy of victimhood and feeling life isn't fair. And so feeling like you don't really have your own power and that shit happens to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, because all that energy is in your field. So what I would say is that's what you want to clear first, because it's really hard to heal more when you have that, when you stay in victimhood, because that means when you are in victimhood, then you have no power. And so when we blame things outside of ourselves, so one of the things I do is even like, if something happens to me or when I'm triggered or when difficult things happen, yes, I have my minutes of why did this, you know, all of that. And but as soon as I go back into alignment, my first question is, why did I create this? And so when I can ask that question, I'm not a victim. And all of a sudden, it lets the answer start to flow. It lets me see things differently. So, you know, in the next few days, when you're feeling up to it, just go in and gently ask yourself without any judgment, you know, why did I create this? And what am I learning from this? Because once you do that, you step out of it happened to me. Okay? But that's what I would work on first.
Letting go of judgment?
No, I would say letting go of the victimhood and that life, you know, that life is a struggle and that shit happens to you all the time. And to let go of judgment would always be a good thing.
There are exercises that I can do to, say, reclaim personal power.
I'm sure there's lots of different stuff you can do, and part of that is releasing all those, you know, those energies. I would do some daily affirmations, you know, where you say, you know, I am sovereign, or I am my own power, or whatever word you want to use, starting with I am, always powerful. I think those things help a lot, bringing in the light every day, and then really taking responsibility for what happens in your own life. Okay.
Yeah, without the self-blame either.
Pardon me?
Without the self-blame either.
Yes, yes, because that serves no purpose at all. Absolutely. That's just harmful. When we blame ourselves or we blame others, it doesn't serve us on any level. So I wish you the best in your healing journey. And, you know, as I said to someone earlier, you're welcome to go on to the alchemycollective.org, and there's all kinds of meditations, 4 years and then there, you can download or listen to, that really help with, they're all about divine service for the planet, but some of them are more soothing and some of them are about bringing in colors. And they're beneficial because you participate in them, so you're doing divine service. But the energies really assist.
Yes, I've done that.
Good. Continue.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Paige.
Thank you, Paige.
All right. So Laura wrote into the Q&A because we couldn't hear her at all or understand her at all.
Yes.
And she was saying, my private life is blocked, no relationship, no family. Also, the connection with soul and creative gifts are blocked. I never could find out why I have these blocks in my life.
Okay, so let me just go in. Okay, so let me just... Okay, so what I'm getting, I'm seeing her at birth and in the womb and in the first year. And my sense of it, what they're showing me, is that she felt unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
So whether her parents didn't want her, whether she was adopted, whether her mom was not happy to be pregnant, whatever her mom was going through at that time really went into Laura's energy. And so there's this real belief that no one wants her, and she doesn't even want herself. So sending you big hugs, Laura.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Sounds good. So I was just going to say, just really quickly, let me see if I may. Ariel, can you just send me your email? And that way I can give it to Sadia and connect you too. That would be great. So that you can connect in the Toronto area.
And I think maybe Sue Ann, if she wanted to, she was in Toronto too.
Yeah, Sue Ann, if you can send me your info as well, that would be great. Okay. Cool. All right. Any other last words of
wisdom? I love that we get to connect people that don't know each other, but they're connecting to the love and light of Awaken to Happiness Now. That's beautiful.
I know. I love it. I wish I was in Toronto. But
I know. I used to live there, too. I'm like, oh, I would have gone, too.
Me, too. Oh, well, when I come to visit, I will let you all know when I'm visiting Toronto. Then we can get together. But, yeah, send me your info. That way I can hook you all up. That would be great. So does the collective have any other last words of wisdom for us all, especially at this time that we're moving in? It's like so many people are like struggling right now. They're questioning and they're struggling. And I was saying even on my own group call, it's like there's this pregnant pause right now, but people are not recognizing the pregnant pause part of it. They're thinking it as being stuck and not moving. And I feel like there's this pregnant pause. It's like we're in the just beginning to create something.
Okay, so let me just bring the alchemy through. Just 1 second. We are the alchemy, and on this day we greet you. It is our pleasure to come through and be present with all of you, and we thank the one named Alara. What you speak of is correct. We feel the energies on the planet of disruption and irritation and uncertainty with all that is happening. And we would say to you that part of all of this transition is the best thing you can do for yourself is to move into the heart space. Is to allow your heart to open and to stay present. For you can worry about what will happen next week and what will happen here and there and about all of this, but it does not serve you. And rather than judging the world events or the politics or all of the things that are happening, we ask you simply to send love and gratitude to all of these systems, to the political systems, to the financial systems, to the Olympics, to all of these things. And if you can be in the space of gratitude every day, beloveds, and keep your heart open, or if it closes, you open it up again, and share your kindness with others, then life will be so much different on your planet for the collective and for you as individuals. And we would also just share that our call this week was about soothing the energies for this week. So those of you having challenges, if you go to our past calls on our website, you are more than welcome to receive these beautiful soothing energies. For we also felt that with all of the collective this week. We are the alchemy.
Thank you so much. Wow. That was a bonus. I didn't know that they were going to come through. Yay! Thank you. I really felt their energy, you know, was so powerful, so loving and so kind and compassionate and just like they get it, you know, was what
oh,
I was,
they do.
Thank that's you. What I was getting. They get it. So thank you. Wow. I love that. Ask and you shall receive, right? Well. Asked and we got their presence, so thank you, and their blessings, so thank you so much for that. All right, so everyone, please do go to sparklesoflove.love for information about the 33 codes of origin and the free calls that are coming up around that, and go to alchemycollective.org for all the wonderful calls that are on there, 4 years worth of calls that you can download or listen to have even more, you know, energies and ease and processes in your life to get through this time gracefully. And take a look at Annalara's special offer and take advantage of the 30 minutes session, a reading or session with Annalara, plus all of the downloads and the free group healing session coming up in March. So much to take advantage of. So many different possibilities. Yay. I love it. Thank you.
And thank you again, Alara, for having me. It's a pleasure to interact with you and connect with you and co-create. And it's always a pleasure to work with your audience and listeners. So Thanks, everybody.
And thank you, everyone, for being here as we launch season 15. And so much more is coming up. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for you. I appreciate all of you, sending you all so much love. Much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.
Bye.